This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Deanne Presley, professor of soil science at Kansas State University, is joining us. And Deanne, as we get into the winter months, one of the things that many farmers look at and consider is cover crops. But there's a lot of things that they should probably ask when it comes to cover crops management and practices as well.
That's right. There's a lot of things to consider. So one of the biggest forks in the road is deciding if you're going to graze this or not, because if you're going to graze it, then you're probably going to put more seed out there. You might fertilize it. But if you're just doing this as a cover crop, trying to get the benefits out of it for the next growing season, then you might make a different set of decisions.
What are some other questions that needed to be asked if they're considering this?
The best thing to do is think about the growing window that you have. So for example, here in Kansas, a lot of times a cover crop after corn is a little bit easier to get established. We harvest corn a little sooner. So going corn and then something like a cereal crop before your soybeans is a really good formula that's working well, at least in eastern Kansas, where we have plenty of moisture, because then you can use that cereal for helping with weed control. And that's been very successful in a lot of our experiments, and I'm seeing a lot of farmers doing that here in eastern Kansas. And if you're more in central Kansas, you might be thinking about a cover crop after wheat, if you're not double cropping, and then a lot of those acres are getting grazed. One of the places I like to point people when they're thinking about this is there's a really good tool called the Cover Crop Decision Tool that's on the Midwest Cover Crops Council webpage.
And Deanne, as they consider putting something between their corn and soybean crop, what are some of the more popular cereal crops that they can use?
The ones that we are using a lot would be cereal rye or triticale. So those planted after corn, then you have a pretty good mat of residue, and that helps control weeds and keep our soybean fields looking nice and clean the following year. Those are the top two. You can also use wheat, you could use barley, or you can use a mixture of things. A lot of people are very interested in mixtures of things, and those are very successful too. And what's nice about a mixture is some years you might be a little more favorable for something else coming up versus this year, you know, maybe this was a radish year or something. So a lot of people are using brassica species. Those are good for people talk about using them for breaking up a hard pan, and they can do that to some extent, but they are also very good at scavenging nutrients and bringing them back up near the surface where next year's crop can use them. They're also pretty commonly grazed too.
That is Deanne Presley, professor of soil science at Kansas State University, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.